This is Ozarks at Large. The collection at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has artistic highlights at nearly every turn. One piece that consistently seems to draw attention from visitors is Karen Lamont's 2007 work, Dress Impression with Wrinkled Cow. The life-size cast glass piece is a stunning, otherworldly sculpture suspended in air. Karen will be a guest at Crystal Bridges on Saturday, March 3rd to give an illustrated artist talk, and she's on the phone right now from her studio in Prague. Karen Lamont, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you very much for inviting me to speak on the phone.
The piece that is at Crystal Bridges, Dress Impression with Wrinkled Cow, was one of the first ones that was even announced a couple of years ago by Crystal Bridges. And when that image was in newspapers and online, it received, and this is before most, if any of us, had seen it in person, it received so much comment and so many people anticipated seeing this work. It is like nothing else that many of us have seen. Would you take that as a compliment?
I'm actually blushing. I think it, I don't think anybody has quite seen anything like it, because I'm working with a material that many artists probably don't have the patience or the sheer insane determination to sort of approach on that scale. So the piece is kind of a miracle, technically, and it took a lot of thought and, you know, thinking and rethinking technical approaches to actually realize the work. So I think that's probably why you've never seen anything like it before.
Well, it's, you know, for many of us who are not artists, when we see artwork, we don't think necessarily of the technical aspect. We think of the beauty of what we see. And I wonder if that at all, even in a little bit, bothers you if we stand in front of this sculpture or any of your work and say, it's just gorgeous, it moves me, but we don't think the least bit of how challenging it might have been technically.
For me, that would be an absolute success. I would be thrilled if nobody thought of that, because my whole objective is to make a purely visual and almost miraculous experience, so that you look at the object, hopefully when you look at the object, you will feel like you're seeing something that you always knew existed, but you just hadn't seen it yet, like finding a rare shell or seeing an exotic bird.
Yes, because what we're seeing, and if people go to KarenLamont.com and look at some of your other work, the images that are there, what we're seeing is at once common clothing that we see worn, but altogether uncommon, because it is in a sort of setting and medium that we never think of clothing in.
And, you know, the one thing I focus on when I'm in the studio is creating a sense of realism. I'm very specific in that I don't actually sculpt the figures and then take molds. I actually take molds off of live models. And my idea is to create, you know, what in literature is called magic realism. It's almost a surreal experience because it's so real but completely improbable.
If someone were to read a written description and the words there, absence of body, are there, they would kind of get an idea. But then when you see your sculpture and there is no body, it just changes everything. And I'm not quite sure why.
I think what I'm hoping I've achieved is what I call active looking. And if you think about the experience of driving in the fog or, for example, in a snowstorm, which we probably have all been doing quite a bit of, your eyes are always working as they look. They're working to see what's coming up, what is that faint object. You might see the outline of it, and you're trying to put together visual information. And what I'm hoping with the dresses is that when people walk up, first they see a dress. But then they start taking on a second layer of information, which is this absent body on the inside. And then in this active looking, I think it sort of stimulates active thinking, and you start thinking, well, you know, how is it possible? Where did the woman go? Or who was this woman? Or, you know, how is this dress holding the impression of this female body. You know, and I think the active looking inspires, you know, thinking, reflection, questioning, all of that.
The day Crystal Bridges opened, I stopped, and there was a mother and a daughter, and the daughter looked to be about 12 or 13, and the daughter had actually already, as I was eavesdropping and walking by, was creating a narrative of the piece, telling her mother what she thought had happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. You know, it's so funny. When I had some pieces in an exhibition in Tacoma, Washington, and I witnessed exactly the same thing. I would sneak through the exhibition sort of incognito, and I heard a young girl, maybe 11 or 12, describing to her mother, "No, Mom, that's the impression of the woman's hand on the inside of the drapery. You see, you know, her shoulder is up there, and then her arm is reaching out." And I was struck that how unpuzzled the young girl was. And that was just refreshing to me.
You mentioned that you work in a medium that not many people work with because it's challenging. I have to admit, when I first saw the piece in person, one of the first things I thought when I finally started thinking more about it was, oh my gosh, one false move while working with glass, and it can all be on your studio floor.
Oh yeah.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that there have been moments in time when I've experienced something like a 50% failure rate. And it can be very disheartening, but I'm of the mind that, you know, I'm working on sort of the boundaries of established technology. I'm sort of taking a process that's, you know, from the Egyptian times, you know, I don't know how many years old, 5,000 years old or something, and sort of shoving it forward into the 21st century. And that type of endeavor sort of inevitably leads to a lot of failure and breakage and, you know, things that would be considered completely negative. But I just consider it sort of part of the adventure.
What does your studio look like?
My studio is a mess. It really is. It's kind of funny. There are spots of wax all over the floor, on top of big pieces of linoleum that I change and clean every once in a while. And there's racks and racks of clothing. I have about 400 dresses in my studio, and I have about, related to the new body of work I've started, 250 kimonos.
Right, kimonos, so, yes.
Yeah, so it looks like a secondhand shop or a curio shop combined, you know, maybe run by a mad person. You know, I have all of my favorite hand tools are perfectly cleaned and up on a magnetic plate on the wall, and I have a great sound system, and I just spend my happy days there sculpting away at the wax.